Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
I hop in the car, dial my phone, tell me what's going on, what's popping tonight. I'm trying to get on, smoking some, make my eyes tight. I hop in the car, dial my phone, tell me what's going on, what's popping tonight. I'm trying to get on, smoking some, make my eyes tight. Girl, I promise this is sure the night. You wanna do it sober or we can get. So she tell me she's ready for me. I pick up the phone, go summon some weed. Hoping she's a freak, not a waste of my time. I get rid of this time or a dime. I ain't lying to you, you can take this much to the grave with you. Okay, I bet you that ain't nothing but a half of the foreplay. Just call it two play.
Hello, y'all, and welcome to
Damn, this should be interesting.
And an interesting Monday it is indeed. We can hear everybody laughing and having a good time.
Are we on, y'all?
We on like shit.
I want to make sure everybody can hear me out there, radio land.
Oh, yeah.
So I just want to make sure we good, okay. So we online, man. Happy Monday to y'all. It is May, right? Getting real close to summer, you know what I'm saying, for the ladies to come out scantily clad and what they wearing. Outfits, you know what I'm saying? It's almost Pride time. Everybody getting excited and primed all up for Pride. Mm-hmm. Getting your elbows all greased up, hair done, making sure your bundle's right, nails done. Help each other, make sure the studs.
Make sure them toenails is looking good.
Yeah, yeah. Making sure the studs stay on top of theirs, you know what I'm saying? Make sure everybody stay fresh and crispy so we can all have a good time and mingle together, man. So tonight, we are talking about. What pushes your buttons, man? You know what I'm saying? What is your threshold? What's your pet peeves? What gets on your damn nerves, man? Is it like somebody play too much or, you know what I'm saying? Like, call in and let us know what gets on your nerves. That's what we're here to ask y'all tonight. What what makes you go off, right? Is it that person that picks on you? Is it that person that picks on everything? Is it your boo? Is it your baby? Is it your neighbor? Is it your punk-ass coworker that won't mind their damn business? Is it the side chick that want to be the main? You know what I'm saying? Like, we having them kind of problems around here at the DTSBF Valley. Hey. So we just go, you know, keep it low and just to talk about it. We just trying to figure out. Yeah, man. So we trying to figure out what sets y'all off, man. You know what I'm saying? What's your pet peeves? What makes you go bad, man? What makes you just want to turn around and thump a motherfucker on top of their forehead like, bam, get the fuck out of my face. I don't want to hear that no more. Well, that's what we're talking about tonight. What your pet peeves are. All right, so we're going to go around and introduce ourselves like we always do, and then we're going to get into that Dr. J's water today. We're going to get into some music, and we're going to figure out who gets all over your ever-loving motherfucking nerves. I'm at Solo Flows.
I'm at 220 Media.
I am at Ange Dreams.
Well, then, I'm at Dr. J Money.
I'm at I Mean.
Man, we keep that shit G, man. Y'all know who it is, bro. This is that young nigga Cali Bud. I don't know what these goofy ass niggas is talking about.
Hello.
Welcome.
We're talking about one of our pet peeves. And one of my pet peeves is that somebody who can't talk. Like, what do you just say? What's the criteria? You get your heard in. I mean, like, that kind of stuff. Language is one of my pet. It's not the Amalams. And W, X, Y, and Z is all separate words, all separate letters in the alphabet. I didn't learn that shit till I was grown. Because, no, elemental P. It's elemental P, right? I thought that was like a whole word and all the time left. That's the alphabet. So we're going to talk about tonight, what is your pet peeve? What gets on your nerves? I'm going to get this to Dr. J, but I got to say this real quick. All these fucking fight videos get on my damn nerves. Stop acting like some jungle monkeys running around in the hood fighting and shit. Ain't nothing on the floor but weaves and ain't nothing but DNA all over the crowd. You know what I'm saying? No, that's... But it's so, you got to look at the bigger picture, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to stop. We got to do better and stop all these situations that look like, you know, it's only a certain type of people doing it. I don't want to call y'all out, blah, blah, blah. But stop all the, you know, the buffooning and acting crazy on tape. And Dr. J, why don't you give him that word of the day?
What's up, y'all? Dr. J's word of the day. You know, today I was driving, riding, whatever you want to say, and I put the blinker on, got over, and as I'm almost into the lane, I see this person in the rear view speeding hella fast all the way up and then just start honking on the horn. That exasperated the shit out of me. So today's word of the day is exasperated. Extremely annoying or displeasing, very maddening, causing displeasure. So that's like one of my pet peeves. That's one of my do not do's. Traffic, oh my gosh, I hate it. But Dr. J's word of the day, exasperating. Don't do that shit on the freeway. Learn how to drive.
Someone has road rage.
Yes, extreme
roadway.
Road rage.
Yes. Her name, Road Regina. So, yeah, but that's definitely a pet peeve, man. When you out in traffic, understand this. If you're late, it ain't nobody's fault, right? So you can't move time, move no fast. You know, you can't make it move no faster. So going around me all mad or getting behind me honking and all that kind of stuff, I'm an asshole, so I'll just go slower or not let you around. So if that is one of your pet peeves, it's one of my pet peeves to let you around when you act like that. So, yeah, so I get that as being a pet peeve is something that's extremely nerve-wracking. What about you, Cali Bud?
I don't know, man. I'm cooling the other side of the pillow, man. Y'all know that. It's not, I don't really have a boiling point, per se. You know, I just don't like stupidity. I just really, I know I'm not no genius, you know, but, you know, I am educated. So when somebody, when you could just, when somebody, you know, you ever just talk to somebody you can't learn shit from? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's real shit.
Like, huh?
You know what I'm saying? And what really was what my boiling point.
Don't feel like a waste of time.
Yeah, just feel like you just can't, you know, it's just people in my life that I just, you know, I have, you know, I could talk to about anything. But there are people in my life that I just can't learn shit from. And I feel like one of my boiling points that gets me to ready where I'm ready to just fight a nigga is just like when a dumb person tries to argue with me about a right and wrong answer. You know what I'm saying? Like, that just grinds my fucking gears, yo. Like, it just pisses me the fuck out. How the fuck you gonna, you dumb mother, how you gonna tell me, nigga? You
prove the fucking equation.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just, you know, stupidity is pretty much like, you know, it's just one of them things. Like, come on, bro, you can't be that fucking stupid. You know, you can't be that fucking dumb, man. And I know people out there, I for sure know people out there that feel the same way, that it's just people out there that you just be like, ooh, you a dumb motherfucker. Like, you just, you know what I'm saying? Like, ooh, you just dumber. You just, ooh. You know what I'm saying? So that's one of the things that really grind my gears, man. It really gets me off. But like I said, I'm cool on the other side of the pillow, baby. Can't nothing really faze me. You feel me?
Man, you know, Dr. J list goes on and on. I could tell you about the shit that pissed me off all day long. For instance, what Callie just said, I hate when people ask me stupid questions. They say no question is stupid, but if we're sitting here and someone just explained to you what 2 + 2 is, and you weren't listening because you were so busy playing with your phone, so you raise your hand to ask what was the answer, that's stupid. I need you to pay attention. That irritates the hell out of me. I just had to think about it because, you know, I got irritated and it wasn't even happening.
What's up, y'all? This Dream. Man, my pet peeve, I ain't going to lie, man, is when people mess up my food. Man, like, for real, because, like, if I go to an establishment and my food ain't right and I done ordered and paid for it, and don't let it be expensive because I'm going to be even more madder. Like, I'm going to need to go home with, like, 2 meals for that because, like, for example, me and Dr. J on our way back from Vegas this weekend, we go in the Subway and, oh, boy, making sandwiches with one hand, talking about he didn't want to put a glove on the other hand. He didn't even fuck up my sandwich. He fucked up the lady sandwich in front of me. I was so mad.
Here right now. I
want to
work on
like,
there.
I was really so... Yeah, I was really so mad he messed up her sandwich. And then I was mad at her for still being happy and talking to him while he fucked it up.
Man.
I'm like, bitch, what is wrong with you?
And like, I do not want to.
I'm like, he cannot make my sandwich. No, I'm not happy.
To tell him, no,
but yeah, so that's shit, fucking up my food, boy, just gets me boiling. But while I'm on the Vegas subject,
Vegas!
You know what I'm saying?
Yes!
Me and Dr. J went to Vegas this weekend.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? We had a good-ass time. Shout out to my nigga Jay Deuce out there in Vegas. If you ever in the Vegas area,
this is
the person you want to hit up. You know
it's
what I'm saying?
Show.
That she going to show you around town, show you a good time. And we party with the locals down there at the Barcelona. And I'm going to tell you, it cracks at the Barcelona.
It does.
Drink specials all night.
It cracks,
you know,
so hard,
saying?
People don't even do their hair to make it there.
Man, it cracks at the Barcelona. The music is off the hook and everything. And then, you know what I'm saying, if you want to get closer to the strip, they got the free zone down there. You know what I'm saying? And so you go in there, it give you a more of a Bay Area style flavor. You know what I'm saying? And so they played that, you know, techno, that good music, and had the ladies dancing and twirling on the dance floor. And of course, my nigga Jay Deuce hooked us up with some ladies, introduced us, you know, to some people. So yeah, that's the nigga you want to hit if you ever in Vegas. Ladies, y'all can add her on Instagram and on Facebook, Jay Deuce, man. Las Vegas in effect, baby. And remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So we ain't going to give y'all too much, Mo.
That's another pet peeve. Don't tell. Shut up. If you do something, shut up. That's it. You talk a lot. It's hard. It's very hard. It's hard to learn. Shut up. But you have to. This is important. Okay?
People who talk
My pet peeve is to keep it a secret. Don't go tell everything. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a pet peeve of a lot of people. You got to be able to hold it down, keep a secret. Don't be a liar, but keep a secret. I mean?
Oh, I have a lot of pet peeves. But I think everybody knows, too. Like, it's really hard for me to hide my pet peeves. Like, it's really hard. And I try really hard. One of my top pet peeves is when I've already reached my boiling point and everybody can see that I have and they're still in my face. I don't like when people get in my face.
Don't get in my face, bro.
Don't get in my face.
Don't get in my face, bro.
Don't get in my
get
face.
Get in my fucking face, bro.
When you see that I'm pissed off, because if you get in my face when I'm pissed off, that's my boiling point. I'm going past my boiling point after that. So don't get in my face. When I tell you 6 times to get out of my face, you should get the fuck out of my face. I'm just going to say it. Like, that's my pet peeve.
So. You get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I got taken back to something
right
quick. But you know.
Well, okay, so I think we all right in this room, but I think we should go to a song because all of a sudden, you know, the pet peeves got a little tight this room. So we're going to just make sure.
And another motherfucking thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to be like, yeah. So we're going to go ahead and go into a sound. 220, what we got? We got Black Rebel. Szechuan, Black Chinese food, Hana Japan in the ghetto.
I just stay facts, you remember. What else besides leave drops and draw a lot of tension in November? Coming far, nigga.
All of those things that they believe in, even our fingerprints, even our eyes. Implanted in human chips, the borders of technology and the metaphor are open.
We want the love, man.
Like a final free throw at the finals, who gon' miss this? I hate the haters hate, does that make us different? I released 3 classes, I'm trying to make a difference. All my tracks so extended, cause money is minutes. Life's highlights and the wars, new as wiser Clemens. The affection is the attraction as we merge in it. Rookie feeling vet like legend at beginning. And every artist of my class gotta come with it. All my sounds are unique, F who I have been. I put the brief aside to bring the letters in. So sick they attempted to bring doctors in. Never any need to ask who I'm not better than. Bullet holes from the verse, pick apart any rapper who ain't telling me I'm first. About 100 bricks for the verse, middle fingers up to Google, ask the fans what I'm worth. Trying to spend a few Andres for the purse, cause she comes before I and she gave I birth. Yeah. Why argue about city, just give me the north side, why argue about turf? And if it's this court, I fall, no limit cash money to wherever I fall. Created player overall. Lottery draft pick whenever my number is called.
Wanna be the best, nigga. All the way to go is up.
And they dial up on the future when the future's involved.
Be bigger than what you are. Talk about success and you won't get far. The hate, the doubt, the luck. East Coast Grammy talk, artists that just who are. Let it all sink and I hope you feel my fault. Since everything is soon to be up to pop, but everything happened for a reason. Folks' attitude changed like season.
Yeah.
You gotta only fuck with you because these motherfuckers phony. And show the people that we great, no Tony. And you know the urban loud like speakers, no Sony. But it ain't beef, but they don't know, Rico flow. I know niggas who would rather chase the paper till they die. Whole time's wasted while alive. So you greedy motherfuckers ain't in it for the pot. Guess you can say that I'm just in it for the ride. Niggas dying to live, niggas dying to shine. We just living to die. Really, man, what a life. This niggas basing their life off shit is really a lie. Killing for all the shit that they can't take when they die. And I bet you can feel my energy and my vibe. I know you wanna, but now I bet you won't try. I'm striving to be enlightened, I'm dying to feel alive. If I was made in his image, then that must mean like a god, little bitch.
I am who I am, that's a motherfucking classic. The point guard of top five like magic. And Neil ain't right putting beef with the cabbage. Wanna know about number one? Ask the last nigga who had it. Yeah. Fuck going on. Yeah. With this fake shit and reality. Yeah. I knew the snakes was in the yard, sis. Yeah. Ha ha, they routed me. Yeah. I was a youngin' making shoe money. That I never bought shoes with, yeah. And they say the best things come to those who wait. Nah, fuck that shit. The city's finance, I swear I mean it to write a chapter. All these niggas sooner or later will have never mattered. And I'm consistent with the shits and you getting flatter. And this was so and so era, haha, set of laughter. First show I got your baby mama and a rapper. The genius went it, a lion with it, I fucking proved it. Y'all really impressed with the old and the little new shit. We cannot, one of the best artists to ever do it. And it's really, I say my position, cause my actions prove it. Yeah, I just stay facts, you remember. What else besides leave drops and draw a lot of tension in November? Coming far, nigga.
Is it baby? I never made love, I never did. But I sure know how to fuck up here.
This is one out of a week. I got a lot to say, pouring out emotions as I drank it, like a glass of yay, sipping on them eyes, lost in such passion, you can't handle what I'm giving out, you want that action, you want to live on Sunday, no prayers for this evening, subtle like in this beat, you want the big core squeaking straight, beating like a drummer. Clothes peel off so close to the summer. I can feel it, can see it, I can hear it, I can dream it that you want it, you crave it, and you love it, and you need it. All women hold the truth in their lives. So when you said this, I was not surprised.
Yeah, I'll be good in bed.
What's up, y'all? We are back, man. We hoping y'all like that. What y'all hearing is all LGBTQ music. We want to shout out all LGBTQ artists, man. We know it's not easy doing what you do, and we appreciate you doing what you do. And that's why we do what we do, because we got love for you, and we want to support you here at Damn, This Should Be Interesting. We live, y'all, you know what I'm saying? And we going to just get liver. This summer, we're going to wake y'all up. We got a lot coming for y'all. So y'all just be prepared and just be ready, man, to get your little tickles entertained. Your mind, your body, your soul, and your spirit. Like Dr. J, your body and mind at the same damn time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to have all that ready for you. So we want y'all to be looking out for us. But we need to find out from some of our listeners, man, what gets on your nerves? What is your pet peeve? Is it your sister, your friend, your coworker, your boss, your neighbor? You know what I'm saying? Could it be the neighbor's dog? Could it be a badass kid? Every time you see them, they doing something, you know? Or they see you trying to get in the gate and just ride their bike around the corner, knowing you're trying to get in. That kind of shit.
We don't know
how. Okay. Yeah. Little kid, like. You know, and my pet peeves, like, sometimes I take public transportation, and I do that to go to and from school, and my pet peeve, why are you on the bus? Don't get on here coughing and all that shit. If you doing all that, take all that home, cover your, as a matter of fact, get off the bus. Don't just cover your mouth, get off the bus. Yeah, you sick, gotta go. This ain't no sick bus. No, it's not. No, you know that happened to me too. That's another one of my pet peeves. And Solo Flows is a complainer, so y'all gonna have to hear this. Like when you standing in line, don't you hate when a person try to ease up in front of you and act like they didn't know you was in line? Cause I have space issues.
Don't do that to me.
You be like,
don't do that shit.
Or like if you are standing somewhere and you're obviously in line and people ask you, are you in line? I just. Every time that happens, I just get upset, you know, and I'm like, really? Like, are you going to ask me, am I in line? Like, but you don't see this long-ass line, I mean, especially as a bathroom line and shit, or like if you're at the grocery store, are you the last person in line? They'd be like, are you in line? Nah, man. I'm just standing here holding up the liquor.
No, I hate when someone get mad at me when it's a long ass line and it's not even like a line. Like the line is hella like not organized. So when I ask you if you in line and they get mad at me for asking if they in line or not, like well, fuck, it's not organized. I need to know. I gotta pee. Shit, I need to know.
Or like if I'm in a grocery store and it's a long line. And this person coming from the side with their basket and try to act like they don't see the line back there. Nope. The line is 14 doors down. You see them vegetable doors? You got to go all the way back to the end of them.
Holding on to that basket, mobbing
and then another one of my pet peeves. When people are in the store, don't ride in that cart if you don't need to. I'm tired of people standing up and walking away. If you don't need that... If you don't, that shit is so annoying, dude. If you don't need that cart, don't ride in it. Like, why are you doing that? And then you running up on me, to like, throw it in there. You know, it's like, it seems like a lot of the most unhealthy people that need to walk are the ones that's riding it. You know, and it's, I'm serious. Like, get up and, like, do that. Like, walk. Okay? That's. Another one of my pet peeves. And I got one more before we go to a caller. I don't like to be at a restaurant and people look at my food. I don't know why it's a problem. Like, and then if they make a comment, it really makes me mad. They be like, oh, that egg's also, that looks good. Please don't point at my food. Like, I don't know you. Why are you pointing at my food, man? Not okay. Not at all.
I don't like when I'm walking on the street and someone passes me and says hi with a big-ass smile on their face. You know?
What the fuck you
yeah, what the fuck you saying hi to me for? Like, you know, do I look like I want to be said hi to? Like, don't say hi to me.
Whoa. That was a little bit harsh.
No, nobody feels on it? Okay.
Or if I go in somewhere and I'm in a rush and it's a long line already, and then somebody starts talking to me, I be thinking like, why is they talking to me? Please don't talk to me right now. I'm just trying to get through here so I can get on about my business. And then don't let me get to the front of the line and the person, whoever handling the business, talking a lot. I'm be like, I was just in this line for hella long. Just had to do my shit and let me go.
I guess it's on me. Man. My pet peeves. All right, y'all. So, I don't talk that much, and I be chilling. I be doing me 24/7. So, when I'm in a good mood, I just like to ride that high. I don't even have to be high to be high. I just like to ride that high. So, my biggest pet peeve is when somebody come along and just steal my fucking high. Just steal my peace. These are mine. I'm in, man, kill my vibe. Exactly. Right there. It could be anything. If I'm in a good mood and you come over bothering me, or you come over with any type of argument, anything, shit, I don't know. Just don't steal my vibe. Don't kill my high. Just don't do it. That's my biggest pet peeve right there.
Well, we got people not killing vibes. We got people not killing high. You know what I'm saying? A high is not free. So when people mess up your high, it's costly in more ways than one. Yeah, it's like, give me five on it. You know what I mean? Because you done messed it up. I can't stand a drunk, sloppy-ass bitch. You know what I mean? Like, that's one of my pet peeves, too. Like, don't be in the club and all that shit. Yeah, somebody got to carry you out and you sloppy. And you know what I mean? You don't want to see, look like you about to piss on yourself and all that. That's really a pet peeve of mine. So let's go to our caller and figure out what our caller's pet peeves are. Last four digits. 4966. Last four digits, 4966.
Yo, what's up? It's J Deuce.
Hey. J Deuce is the jackpot in Vegas, man. What's up?
Okay, first off, I called for one thing, but something just pissed me off. I'm sitting in my car. Some random ass person just walked up to me and started talking about random ass shit. That pisses me off. Talking about, do I know this hoe? First off, do I know you?
I tell you.
I'm telling you, I mean, that just boiled my blood. I must have looked at this lady so crazy, she walked right away. Second off, ladies, y'all about to get mad at me.
What'd she say?
She talking about, do you know this song? You go college girls, black girls, white girls.
Oh, she on one.
She on two.
That's what's up,
family.
What's your other pet peeve?
Okay, now the ladies is about to get mad. They're about to get mad. Okay, I didn't know I had this pet peeve until recently because I just got married. So I walk in the house one day, and I guess my girl was in her intermission of her weave. So I walked in, and she didn't have her weave in, so I got mad and walked out because I thought maybe I walked in the wrong house.
Oh,
so this is my problem.
Ew.
Listen. If I've never seen you without your weave before, do never let me see you without your weave. Lock yourself in the bathroom until you're done.
This your boo?
This my wife. It's my
oh
wife.
My God.
But before we got married, I never seen her without her weave.
Man, I feel you. Hey, this Dreams, man, I feel you on that one, man. You got to have, be consistent. I don't want to walk out the room and then walk back in and you different.
I felt some type of way. I felt like maybe it was another woman.
So it's like throwing you off track, right?
I was irritated by it. I don't know why, but it pissed me off.
Did it scare you?
Maybe a little bit.
Damn, you
I'm
a cold
you, I walked
cat.
In and walked out.
Damn. I hope she don't listen to this.
Right.
I hope she don't either. Because if she do, I'm going to be in trouble.
Yeah, for sure. Because, like,
Man.
Okay, what's your other pet peeve? I'm scared to ask. Like, I don't want to get you kicked out. Have you on the couch?
I'm already on the couch. That's a done matter from going out with y'all. going out with y'all on Friday.
Well, damn, you might as well go on then. What's your other pet peeve?
I could say ditto to everything y'all said, for one. Mm-hmm. I'm a complainer, too. Everything pisses me off. When people look at me, I get pissed off. It don't matter.
Just, like, don't look at you?
Don't look at me.
Because I know in Vegas, people always vacationing, and they always, you know, I know it's a lot of just annoying shit that go on.
It's plenty of annoying shit that go on out here. One of my pet peeves, Vegas pet peeve, when I go to the casino and I get stuck sitting by somebody so drunk that they start grabbing my money.
Oh,
that's a Vegas
damn
pet peeve. You end up next to somebody drunk trying to reach for your shit.
Damn, that's crazy.
I'm telling you.
Man, but yeah, my nigga, man, thank you for calling in. Thank you for participating in the show tonight, and for show, thank you for showing us love when we was out there in Vegas and showing us a good time, man. That one night, man, had us out.
That one night took me out for the rest of the weekend.
Man, I know.
Yeah. But it's all love, man, for sure. I stay calling in listening to y'all. Y'all really keep me cracking up. For real, I love what y'all doing.
All right, for sure. Thank you, fam. And yeah, I'll be hitting
right,
you thanks up.
Man, so we got unbelievable situations. You know what I'm saying? Like, please do not frighten your partner. Do a weave warning. That's what we're going to call it. A no-weave warning. Just let them know. Say when you come home, things might fall a little short. of what you expect usually, and just let them know. Say, hey, you know, yeah, that I don't even know how to get into that one. You know what I'm saying? I mean, my woman has a short haircut, and I'm glad I know that. We met with her regular hair, and that's just not rare. I mean, that's kind of rare this these days. But the weave. Now we know. Don't take the weave out. If you know your boo coming home, warn your boo. No, for real.
No.
Also, I got a pet peeve on these leggings. If you don't exercise, don't wear them.
Please.
If you don't, like, because if you don't exercise and you could tell you don't exercise, don't wear. Put it that way. Like, don't put on some yoga pants when you know you're not doing yoga and you know that, you know, you just put them on, then you ain't got no panties on. And then,
you know what yoga is.
No.
When one of your partners asks if you try to use your fucking leggings, when your partners ask to wear your leggings for one night, and they thicker than you, okay? No. No. First off, they my leggings. It's too. Okay? If you want them, you can have them. Okay? Because not only are you wearing, like, my skin tight underwear ish clothes, but you're going to give them back and they're going to be hella stretched out, too? No.
Worked in them and shit. Sweating it.
Another one of my pet peeves too. Worse than an insecure man is like an insecure stud. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not competing with you. You have on your do-rag and your hat, and you got on a polo. Pretty much, we in two different categories. I'm not trying to, you know what I mean? Like, compete with you. You feel me? Like, studs have this competition thing, and I would like for us to be more cohesive versus competitive. And I understand a lot of times it's over the ladies, you know, but, you know, it's enough out here for all of us. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of us know that and believe that because they got the ladies plentiful or whatever. So, you know, we ain't got to worry about that, or we ain't got to push in line or nothing like that. Figure out who gonna get to the stripper first or nothing like that. You know what I mean? Let's just understand that it's enough love out here to go around. You know what I'm saying? So one of my pet peeves is haters. Please don't be a hater, man. Be a lover. A hater, being a hater is horrible. That will make me reach my boiling point. That does trigger me. You know what I'm saying? That's another one of my pet peeves. Talking down to me, if you're a boss or whatever you think you are, you know what I'm saying, and you got a position and you feel like you can just say some stuff and just do whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's like those people that you just want to reach them after work type of shit, you know what I'm saying? Like people out there chill out with all that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like cool that you got a promotion, but don't let it, you know. Yeah. You know, and a shout out to all them security guards that be out there getting beat up at the local malls and shit for doing too much. That's one of my pet peeves too. Man, if I see a whole group of ratchets coming out of Walmart, you think I'm finna try to get some from them? You know they gonna have spray and all type of shit. Like you tripping? Like let them have them whatever they get. Let them have them little pullovers y'all got insurance for. You know what I'm saying? Don't be a hero. Is what I'm saying. Don't be a hero. That hero shit can get you in trouble. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that, you know, you don't not do your job, but it's a point of doing your job, and it's a point of doing too much. You know what I'm saying? And if you live in the community in which you work, you might run into these people in other places.
Man.
So you just wanna be careful with that. Any more pet peeves for y'all?
This is going on.
Oh, yeah.
I mean... I'm going to let y'all know, I'm a smoker. If you don't know me, Cali Bud is a smoker. I'm going to let everybody know what really just really I'm ready to fight niggas is when they just put my lighter in their pocket. Like, I know y'all know. I know people know, man. If it just fucking drives me insane when you trying to chill with somebody and they ask you for a lighter and they just put that shit in their pocket, man. And I've been addicted. I've actually done it myself. So I know, you feel me, how it feels. Like, you feel me, when somebody put a lighter, y'all might not think that, you know, that shit hurts, man. Why are you taking my lighter? That means when I go somewhere and I'm ready to smoke, I won't be able to. You know why? Because I won't have a fucking lighter. You know what I'm saying? So you stressing me the fuck out. You feel me? It's a chain reaction of bullshit that could have been prevented as you just gave my motherfucking lighter back. You see how stressed out I am? Because I'm thinking about, damn, oh, how many times y'all done rolled up a fat-ass blunt and been looking for your lighter for 10 minutes and just been pissed off? You know what I'm saying? So you got to go to the stove. You know what I mean? So it's just the little things, man. Like I said, I'm cool as the other side of the pillow, though, man. But it's just like, don't put my fucking lighter in your pocket, bud. Like, you feel me? Like, don't do that shit, man. Like, let's just be respectful of each other's property and let's just have a good time, you know? Let's just get high, man. Don't, you know, it's just like second nature to niggas. Just, oh, okay, cool. Free lighter session. Like, nah, nigga, let me get that shit back, man. You feel me? I'm sorry. It might be little to people, like I said, but lighters, it's like the most stolen thing in the world, man. It's bullshit. Like, you feel me? And I want it to fucking stop. Cali Bud is about to start a whole fucking GoFundMe account so you can help me purchase lighters for the cause.
On the lighter, it's
going
to say, please do not take.
Let's start it, man.
Dream, man.
Man, when it comes to smoking, my smoke pet peeve is when a motherfucker roll the blunt up and then take hella long to fire it up. And you be sitting there like, damn, is this nigga going to fire up the blunt? And then they smoke half of it before they pass it. I'm like, oh, this nigga cat. You know what I'm saying? It didn't be rushing you to pass the blunt.
After they done took 15 damn puffs, it's barely a doobie left. Smoking pet peeves can go on and on. I hate when somebody rolled a blunt and they done slobbed it all down. I don't even want to hit this shit. We got to damn near get a lighter and burn this shit down to dry it the fuck off before we can even smoke it. That's a whole another 10 fucking minutes. And then don't come roll this little bitty ass blunt. Is there any weed in there?
Hello.
I hate when I'm about to roll and I go to look for my Swisher and a nigga then came and stole my last Swisher. Like, what the fuck? Or at least they leave me a dollar. I mean, damn. But now I got to go out to the store to get me some Swishers. You could have just hit me before I got back to the house and said, hey, I took your last Swisher. And I hate when I get ready to roll my last Swisher and it break or crack or any of that shit. So, yeah, that can be a lot. So, Dr. J gonna give you these quotes while I'm on here, just so you can know. For every minute you are angry, you lose 60 seconds of happiness. Anger is only one letter short of danger, so be careful. And it is wise to direct your anger towards problems, not people. To focus your energies on answers, not excuses. Dr. J's quotes.
Dr. J's quote. I hope you guys are taking notes. Yeah, we got some music coming for you.
Fire.
And then we got Cali Buzz Entertainment Report to take you out. Let's go.
It's the blackest rapper. These niggas don't walk the dragon up now. Rest in peace. Look. Before I proceed, allow me to go prepare the grace for you niggas. Look. These niggas can't rap, baby. The beaches be saving you niggas. Malik's your savior, your nigga. I'm a hot nigga, my watch the place of your nigga. Your bitch give me facial, little nigga. Next time y'all kiss at me, how do I taste to you niggas? You niggas. Little silly ass niggas. You really think you fucking with
me?
I thought y'all was me, but you niggas.
You niggas.
You niggas is giving mixed signals. You niggas stay acting like bitch. You niggas swear you getting rich. You ain't even got gas money with you. What the fuck is you grinding for, nigga? That rebel, you niggas is not on my level. The fuck is you mentioning me? Cause I will be somewhere getting ate the fuck up by your bitch while I'm mentioning me. The hell is you saying? The fuck is you doing? Get real of my dick.
The fuck is you
trying to make rap a career? I'm in college, give me a degree.
That's bitch.
I told them envision me. I could be great. Our future would have been killed them all. Had I known they would hate. Cause it could have don't mean that it's golden. My mama said that. All they doing is stating their opinions. But these are the facts.
These are the facts.
I do not rap. The fuck is that? Feeling softly, speak on track. Nickel. These are the facts. Nickel. These are the facts. Nickel. I do not rap. The fuck is that?
Black.
I'ma hit them where it hurt now. Huh? They don't make me go berserk now. I'ma make all of these niggas some believers.
Damn.
They gon' wanna go to church now. Tell that pussy nigga, boy, put your skirt down. I wearin' all this nigga, you ain't got no turf now.
I see.
If you was grinding at first, nigga, you don't have to really put in work now. Murk, I'ma leave them in the dirt now. You gon' run around the city getting a hearse now. I'ma make sure I leave every nigga hurt now. You gon' run around the city with a purse now. You my bitch, I ain't never need none of you niggas. I'd rather rely on your bitch. I'm a fool with it, nigga. The coolest, the smoothest, the slickest, and that's worth the mix. Bro, I am too through with these niggas yet. I am not through with these niggas. Already told you, Black Rebel so hot.
She
can't even be cool with these niggas. No, seriously, who with these niggas? Finna cook a good brew with these niggas. It's a tragedy they never learn. And I went to school with these niggas. Damn.
Boom.
I told them envision me.
I told them
I could be great. Our future would have been killed them all. Had I known they would hate. Cause it good, it don't mean that it's golden. My mama said that. All they doing is stating their opinions, but these are the facts.
These are the facts.
I do not rap. The fuck is that? Feeling softly, speak on track. Nickel. These are the facts. Nickel. These are the facts. Nickel. I do not rap. The fuck is that? Nickel. Feeling softly, speak on track. Nickel.
Sitting back, blowing on this Colorado chronic. my blazing, at least one in rotation. So many regrets and no patience. Damn, not even for myself or hardly anyone else. And I've come to hate who I become. A build on my nose, a few lines to make my mind free and close. And I never oppose to a higher dose. And I can't stand the fact that I hurt everyone that I love the most. And I'm trapped in these ways. Wasn't from Mary Jane and Mickey C. Yes, exactly YDE. And it's music I don't even know if I could carry on. I'm smoking until it's gone. So someone load a bomb. Cause I've been getting high when I'm feeling low.
From the chronic, fucked up, but a nigga be honest.
Yep.
Bong rips to my conscience, got me gone about this nonsense. Whenever I catch a buzz, music is usually where all my time went.
Yeah, that's just what I need right there to get my motherfucking night started. I got some 3 blunts in, man, and I'm about to roll up another one. Y'all know who it is, man. It's Cali Bud, yo. And what I like to smoke is marijuana, if you don't already know. And Cali Bud here has a strain of the week every week. And this week, I am smoking on something so dark, it's almost midnight. You know what I'm saying? It's very crispy, very, very potent. You know what I'm saying? We never know what the names are, man. Cali Bud is lacking in that department. This is a serious, serious issue for me, man. So what I need everybody to do that's listening, man, all the callers, all our damn fans, is go to our damn page right now. Damn, this should be interesting on Facebook. And let me know some names of some strands of this weed that I'm smoking, man. I'm smoking all this good weed, and I need to know some names. So hit me up on our damn page, man. Once again, on Facebook.com, just go into the search button, click it, and put in damn interesting, man. We right there. Our shit is cracking every motherfucking night, man. You can hit us up. Make sure you hit us up on our Twitter, our Instagram, and we now are on Snapchat, man. Snapchat is popping right now. We at Damn TSVI. I promise you, man, you're going to see our beautiful faces. You know what I'm saying? Not only every night, every Monday night, 7 p.m., but you can see us all over social media, man. So get with it, man. Everything, Damn TSBI, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. We on Facebook. Damn, this should be interesting. Or you can listen to us every Monday night, 7 p.m., 347-324-3853. Once again, that's 347-324-3853, man. Hit us up, man. Or you can listen to our past shows on blogtalkradio.com/DamnTSBI. We thank y'all for listening. We thank our caller for participating. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for calling in at
Damn, this should be interesting.
See y'all next week. Hit us up. Social media going crazy.